Grace and peace. This is A.L. Blue of Better Lifeology, and I'm a pastor, mentor, author, Better Life teacher from the spiritual community, the Better Life Empowerment Movement, Inc. And you're listening to Better Lifeology radio broadcast. What if I told you that you are more than you've been told? As a matter of fact, you are better than you imagine. You have power within you. A God-given power to change your current reality, no matter how much or little that change may be. See, the power is within you. Join us on a journey of discovery that you may live your better life now. It's called Better Lifeology. As you learn these skills and practices, along with better life principles, you would see the results you've been praying for. The results you've been looking for and ultimately running after, and they will be manifested for you. See, Better Lifeology is the ability to learn how to manifest your better life now, and anyone can do this. It starts with you. And we have an assignment from God, an ordained purpose to help you build your better life experience as you are tapping into the power that is already contained within you. Welcome to Better Lifeology radio broadcast, where it's already getting better.
Good morning, family of God. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on our Tuesday, thought filling Tuesday morning Manna's Prayer Cast. We welcome each and every one who is on the line. We thank you for being with us today as we open the day with a word of prayer to start your day. In a moment, we'll be joined by our leader, teacher, who'll be joining us to give you the word for today. Please continue to hold. We'll be with you in a moment. Thank you.
Hello, good morning, grace and peace unto you. This is Pastor Blue of the Better Life Empowerment Movement, welcoming you to our Tuesday edition of our morning prayer cast. Not just any Tuesday, but a thought-building Tuesday. A thought-building Tuesday. And again, we are grateful to be in this new year, in this month which is also known as Black History Month, where we celebrate the accomplishments of African Americans to the experience of humanity, and we're so grateful for that. But this morning, I want to call your attention to what thus saith the Lord, even as it regards to our thinking and our mind. You know, the scriptures are very clear. As Paul began to teach in Romans, the 12th chapter, the first and second verse, and it says just like this. It says that we ought to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The Lord told me to tell you this morning how important it is to watch what you are listening to, what you are putting inside of you. That's why the scripture is very clear that the eyes and the ears are the gateway to your soul. Your soul encompasses of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your mind deals with your thinking. Your will deals with your determination. I will do this. I will not do that. That's your determination. And your soul, your mind, your emotions, rather, deals with how you feel. All these have a great impact on what you're producing with your life. Oftentimes, we say we want to make an impact, we want to experience better, we want to live more, but we have to understand the principles that govern the results of our lives. And when you can live by the principles of God, you can produce the results of God, which causes you to experience the life that He has for you. Now, two things can happen, and I want you to understand this. You can be a victim of your experience or a victor over your experience. You can be a victim of your experience or a victor over your experience. None of us on this call right now has had life the way we absolutely wanted it to be. But that doesn't mean it cannot become what you want it to be. I'm saying as you understand the power of your thinking, whatever you focus on the most is what will expand. What are you focusing on? What are you thinking of? What are you constantly rehearsing in your mind? Is it the fact that you don't have enough to take care of the bills? Is it the fact that you don't have this or nobody likes you or every time you're in a relationship you're hurt? Is that the thing you're focusing on? Or will you choose, as we've been encouraged, to think on whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are above? Think or meditate on these things. See, it's very clear that you understand the power of your mind is so significant that you can literally think yourself better. You can think yourself in a better place by what you expose and imprint into your mind. Now, why am I saying this morning? Because if this be a thought building Tuesday, then you have the ability to build your thoughts according to what you want to see this year and not in fear of this year being the same as last year. And I'm here to tell you, while the enemy will fight against everything I'm teaching you this morning, while the enemy will try to block and stop every step of progress, if it is to be, it's up to you. It's up to you to produce in your life every good and wonderful thing that comes from above. That is from the Lord. See, God wants you to succeed. And when you want what God wants, when you stand in agreement with God, then guess what you're able to do? You're able to think like the mind of God. And the mind of God is always a progressive movement than it is a suppressive movement. A progressive movement than it is a suppressive movement. That's right. Today can be the experience of the best of your life. All because you've made up your mind that you're going to focus forward. And as you focus forward, remember, whatever area that you're focused on is the area of your life that will grow. If it's your spirituality, you'll become more spiritual. Not religious, but spiritual. Connecting to God. Allowing Holy Spirit to guide your steps. Walking with wisdom. Living in authority. All these things will be your experience. Why? Because you made a decision to walk in the authority that God has promised instead of living in the actuality of what appears to be defeat. And I'm here to tell you, if the devil could have taken you out, he would have done so a long time ago. But the fact of the matter is, you're more powerful than you think. And as you start building your thoughts on that which is to come, on that which is to be, instead of on that which you are experiencing or seeing, you will see the plan of God unfolding your life. And my prayer for you today is in this month of February, we're going to be talking and dealing with perspective, how you see a thing. Because if you understand perspective, you begin to recognize that the position in which you're looking at something will determine the meaning of what it actually is. And if you change the way you look at things, then the things you look at will begin to change. You are more powerful than you think. It's time for us to walk in victory, saints of the Most High. It's time for us to live according to the possibilities that God has promised us instead of settling for what you've always had. If things are going to be different, it's because you've become different. Last point I'll make for you this morning is 2019 is going to be a better year because you first became a better you. Outside of you becoming better, 2019 will be no different than 2018. 2018 will be no different than 2017, and so on. But this is why things have changed, because you are changing. You're building your thoughts on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, watch the promise. All things shall be added unto you. Now that's truly the law of attraction. You attracting the good that God would in your life, whether it be financially, whether it be emotionally, whether it be spiritually, whether it be health-wise, you're attracting those things into your life, creating your better life now, because I'm working on my thoughts. I'm focusing forward. I understand whatever I focus on the most is the thing that will expand. And I choose to focus on a better relationship with God. I choose to focus on an experience of life that is worth living, not wasting the days meandering along, just here I am, but living with intentionality, understanding the purpose in which I have in the lives of others as well as others who have a purpose in my life. I'm intentional. You can be intentional. You need to be intentional. And as we journey together through the month of February, I'm going to show you how to refocus your perception. And once you change your perception, you're going to change your results. That's what's exciting. Get ready. Stay with us. Stick with us. And I promise you, you're going to be more better after this than you was before. Let's get ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come this morning very clear about your instruction. Your instruction says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto us. And one of the ways that we seek you first is by understanding the power of a renewed mind. Father, I'm praying for many of those who are listening under the sound of my voice, that God, you will cause them to understand your plan. That, Lord God, even though many are believing you for things that have yet to come, that, Father, we will continue to speak in agreement with your word. We will stand in the truth of who you are. Father, we thank you that we are not alone. We thank you that we have the victory. We thank you that we can rise above the challenges of today to live in the victory that you've promised for our tomorrow. Lord, as believers, we realize today that we are victorious. We're not victims of our circumstance. Yes, life happens. Yes, sometimes it can be unfair. But here's what we know for truth, that the end result will be the glorifying of you. For your word declares in Romans 8:28, all things shall work together for our good, because we love you and we've been called according to your purpose. So, Father, we take this time to focus our mind and our thoughts on the possibilities of what could be, instead of the actuality of what is. Father, we choose to live by faith. We choose to walk in victory. We choose to call those things that be not as though they were, and they shall become. And God, we will continue to speak what we believe according to your word until we see what you said in your word. And Lord, we thank you that the enemy is already defeated, that he was counting on us not understanding what I'm talking about this morning. He was waiting for us to continue to be blinded and deaf to the truth. Because once we understand the truth, he no longer has the victory that he projected to have. Because we have the victory through Jesus Christ, who have done it all. And when he was done, he declared it's finished. Because everything I've came to do, I've already accomplished. Now it's up for us to lay claim and lay hold on the very thing that you have done. And God, we thank you for loving us that much. That, Lord, we shall win. Not because we want to, but because we're destined to. And God, I thank you this morning for giving us the understanding of when we change the way we look at things, then the things we're looking at will change. We're not empty. We're half full. It's not the fact it didn't happen, it just hasn't happened yet. Father, we thank you that we're blessed by the best. So therefore, we won't settle for anything less. And we decree and declare right now that we have authority in the spirit realm. And all good things right now are being in alignment for our betterment. We believe that today. And we decree it in every way. And God, we give you the praise. For it shall happen, and we thank you in advance. And the people of God declared, thank God, amen and amen. All right, saints of God, I thank you so much for being with us this morning on our morning prayer cast, and I want you to remember what the Lord has spoken to us this morning. Won't you continue to pray for this ministry as we are expanding our division down here in Texas? God is so faithful, and we're so grateful. But guess what? Your prayers and your support are always necessary. Let God continue to use you as you make happen for his work and his word, and the results and the benefit and the blessing be upon your life. Well, go forth in the things of God. Don't forget, on tomorrow, lunchtime with God, and in the evening, our community gatherings nationwide. If you're in an area where we have community gathering, you want to be there as we continue to grow in the word together. Well, listen, we love you, and there's not a thing you can do about it. For more information about our ministry, visit us online, BetterLifeSeeker.com. That's BetterLifeSeeker.com for those who are serious about experiencing your better. Bless one another before you get off the line on this Thought Building Tuesday. Be not conformed to this world, but remember, be transformed according to the renewing of your mind. Then you may know what is the good, the perfect, and the powerful will of God. And that's what we want to see in our lives, the will of God. God bless you all. We love you. And there's not a thing you can do about it. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day.
God bless you, Pastor. Amen to that word. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. I feel it in my spirit. It's confirmation. God bless you, everybody. Ooh, God, Pastor, I thank you. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Prayer and blessings and prosperity. Everyone have a thought building Tuesday. Continue pressing forward in the Lord and always uplifting our pastors and their family. And remember, we are free and victorious, so walk and talk in your freedom and your victory. I love you all. Keep a smile on your face. You never know who's watching or who just may need it. Blessings to everyone. Love you.
Good morning, all. Thank you, Pastor Blue, for those encouraging words on this morning. I thank you for all that you've done for me in my life. You and Pastor Michelle have imparted into me. I have become so much better. And I continue to pray that God blesses you and keeps you and covers you as you go about doing his work and his will. And everyone else online, let us go and have a terrific thought-building Tuesday. Keep your mind stayed on him, your heart and your actions pure, so that love be what is seen. Everyone, be blessed.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast with A.O. Blue, produced by Better Life Media. We trust that you have been blessed by today's teaching. Please let us know at pastoralblue@gmail.com. For more information and to obtain a copy of today's broadcast, please visit www.betterlifeseeker.com. Just click the tab that says More, then Shop. Thank you for spending time with this ministry. To discover the tools and techniques to build your better life now, we would like you to give a donation to support the ministry. You can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Again, you can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Or you can go to www.betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now, where you can give through Cash App or PayPal online. Every gift is a gift that helps us to lead people to better. We bless you, we love you, and want you to always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. And we, the Better Life Spiritual Community, can help. See you again next time on Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.